This is Rick Pettigrew for the Archaeology Channel. In the northwestern corner of the state of New Jersey, within Vernon Township, lies a place that was home to the native peoples of the area for at least 10,000 years. Prehistoric archaeological sites of this kind are rare on the eastern seaboard of the United States, where development and use of the landscape by colonists from the Old World and their descendants has eliminated most early traces. Somehow, the Black Creek site survived into the 21st century, but then faced a serious threat when local planners prepared to develop that spot as a park with ball fields. What ensued was a struggle that has led to the protection of the site, at least for now. A principal organizer of the preservation campaign was Jessica Palladini. Jessica graciously agreed to a telephone interview in which I asked her why she cared about what happened to the site.
Well, for a few reasons. First of all, I care because the Black Creek site represents 10,000 years of continuous culture in the state of New Jersey. And I care about the Black Creek site because in the state of New Jersey, there are more than 1,500 sites that have been listed on the New Jersey Register of Historic Places that are of a colonial and a European influence. Of those 1,500 sites, three of them are Native American.
And
the Black Creek site is three Native American sites, and the Black Creek site now makes the fourth site. So as you can see, there's such a disparity in Native American sites in New Jersey, whereas the Europeans have inhabited New Jersey for, roughly 350 years or so, the Native Americans were here in excess of 10,000 years, but there are only four sites now on the register.
So what you're saying is that this site is very rare.
That's correct.
What exactly does Vernon Township plan to do at that location?
Well, Vernon Township owns, of course, a 182-acre parcel, of which 40 acres is the Black Creek site. Vernon wants to build a recreation complex. It wants to build a park. The park includes approximately 20 athletic fields, soccer, football, basketball, baseball. It wants to build an amphitheater, an ice hockey rink. It wants to build an indoor-outdoor swimming pool, and basically just a very grand-scale athletic complex and park.
Has anyone suggested that the archaeological site could be protected within the new park?
We have suggested that over and over again. Not only have we suggested that, but at our cost, we have designed seven alternate plans that prove that the Black Creek site could still be preserved and there would still be enough room to put all of the rest of the amenities and fields that the township wants. But they continue to ignore us.
I understand that you're not an archaeologist yourself. How did you come to be the spokesperson for the site protection effort?
Well, I'm not the only spokesperson, but I am somewhat the lead person who got everything started. And if I may, I'll tell you exactly how that happened. For nearly a year, Rick Patterson, the archaeologist who discovered the Black Creek site, and I pleaded with the township government. I made phone calls. I attended meetings. I asked them to set aside some time to allow us to show them why the Black Creek site is so important. We have a very comprehensive slide presentation, and for nearly a year, they literally ignored our requests. Finally, in February 2001, Mayor John Logan came to a meeting of the Historic Preservation Commission and told the commission publicly that the township engineer would design two plans, one which would include the historic site and develop the site, put fields right on top of the site, and the other one which would leave the site preserved. And they were going to see, you know, what the costs would be and what the feasibility would be of leaving the site preserved and also developing it. And I told the mayor that night that for 1 year, he had made promises that he had broken, that he had ignored every single request that we had made, and that I held him to his word that night. And if he left that room and did not keep his promise, I would hunt and I would search for Native American people who would find this site important and who would have a connection to this site. Well, as he had done so many times before, the mayor walked out of that room, and within a mere 3 days, we learned that they never even asked the engineer to draw plans that would preserve the site. So I got busy, and I looked everywhere I possibly could find for Native people until one day I found them. And I've pretty much been the lead person in that respect, and also because I'm very familiar with the town, and I know all of the issues, so I guess it's easier for me to be the spokesperson for the group.
How do we know that this site is important?
Well, we know it's important for a number of reasons. First of all, around 1994, the state of New Jersey was going to replace a bridge known as the Maple Grange Road Bridge at the northern end of the Black Creek site. And in doing so, as is required with state projects, the state did a cultural resource survey. And it hired the firm of Lewis Berger Group in New Jersey. And the archaeologists who came and did a cultural resource study found in excess of 10,000 artifacts at that northern end. Those artifacts include Vinette I pottery, they include glass trade beads, and a number of stone tools, points, arrowheads, and that's at the northern end of the site. At around the same time, from approximately 1990 to the present, Rick Patterson discovered the Black Creek site and he was studying it. And during his 10-year study, he found close to 6,000 artifacts. So the 10,000 that were found from the state study, which have been in the New Jersey State Museum for a number of years now, and the 6,000 that Rick Patterson has found virtually represent every single culture from the early archaic period right to the end of the late woodland period. There is literally no culture within 10,000 years that is not represented at the Black Creek site by evidence of the artifacts found there.
So the site was first identified in about 1990, is that correct?
Well, it was found by Rick Patterson in 1990, but he was studying it, and he did register it with the Smithsonian Institute. So it was registered in that sense, but he didn't actually make his study public until the year 2000. But in 1994, the Lewis Berger Group had done the study at the northern end. So when Rick Patterson nominated the entire area, the State of New Jersey Historic Preservation Office gave it one site number, and it was then referred to as the North Field and the South Field.
To what extent has the site been investigated? That is to say, are there parts of the site that have not been investigated, and do we really know the extent of it?
Yes, there are parts of the site that have not been investigated, but the site was first, of course, Rick Patterson found it in around 1990. Then the Lewis Berger Group did its study at the northern end around 1994. When we first told the Township of Vernon of the site's significance, they hired an archaeological firm by the name of Richard Grubb and Associates, which came in and did a cultural resource Phase 1A study, and they determined that the site was potentially very significant. The town didn't like that study, mainly because the archaeologist spoke with Rick Patterson, so they felt the study was tainted in some way. And last August 2001, they hired another expert. This time they hired a geologist who did a study there, and the geologist dug 10 trenches and uncovered a significant number of artifacts.
I understand.
So there have been many studies.
Okay. I understand that the Lenape tribe, a regional Native American group, has gotten involved. What spurred their interest, and why is this site important to them?
Well, again, what spurred their interest was when I told the mayor that if he did not keep his promise, then we would seek the assistance of Native American people. And it wasn't an easy task, but literally what happened was one Sunday morning I read the newspaper, it was the Sunday Star Ledger, And the headline on the front page said, Census Uncovers 20,000 Native Americans in New Jersey. And I read the article, and I learned that there was a group in New Jersey which is state-recognized as a tribe, and that's the Nanticoke Lenni Lenape Indians of Bridgeton, New Jersey. And I contacted their chief, and the chief immediately responded, came up to Vernon Township, and from that point on got involved with us, and has a pro bono attorney, which has been representing us for the past year. And that's basically been it. We've been through many court battles. We've won all of them. And, of course, the state of New Jersey did finally list the site to its Register of Historic Places a month ago.
Do you have a sense of how the people of Vernon Township feel about this controversy?
Well, there are people who don't want to preserve the site because they're in favor of recreation. They want ball fields. At any given town council meeting, there has not been more than 20 to 75 of them, I would say. On the other hand, we've had a number of events here in Vernon to educate the public on the importance of the Black Creek site, and we've had hundreds of people attend. So really, it's threefold. There are those who want the recreation, there are those who want to preserve the Native American site, and then there's a third group that just simply does not want to spend the exorbitant amount of money to develop such a grand scale park.
What are the possible outcomes of this situation? Is the site going to be protected or not?
Well, right now the site is listed to the New Jersey Register of Historic Places, and the Township of Vernon can do nothing on the Black Creek site without the approval of the Department of Environmental Protection, which is the agency that the Historic Preservation Office comes under. So the township continues to plan to destroy the site. In fact, just last night, April 29th, they approved a bond ordinance, a $2 million bond ordinance, which would finance the money to develop football fields right on top of the Black Creek site. Despite the fact that it's a preserved historic site now, despite the fact that it's listed on the State Register of Historic Places and has been forwarded to the keeper of the National Register.
I see. So the discussion continues.
The discussion continues. It's all in the DEP's hands. It depends on what they will allow and what they will not allow. I know one of the things that the town would like to consider is encapsulation of the site. But once it realizes the millions of dollars that it costs to encapsulate a site, there's just no way Vernon Township residents could pay for that.
That's all the time that we have for this today, and I want to thank you very much, Jessica, for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.